Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We've been spending a lot of today also talking about Bills training camp over at St. John Fisher. And that coverage is brought to you by Figo Car and Joyce, your border attorneys. By Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. We now go back to the phones. Next up today, James is on the line. James, how are we doing this morning?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Doing well.
So I just had a quick thought. We've been talking a lot about the offense and the defense and new guys, but I haven't heard anything about Teron Johnson yet. I know he's our all-pro nickel corner, but we haven't, and he kind of took a step back from last year, stats-wise and you know, things like that. But I haven't heard anything of how he's doing in practice. And I know he's kind of a key part to our defense that kind of goes under the radar, but I just want to know how he's doing in training camp.
Yeah, James, thanks for the call. I think for him especially, and really for a lot of veterans as well, we say it a lot for offensive linemen, you know, the less you hear about them, the better.
Correct.
Johnson might be the same thing. And he took a step back last year. He dealt with a lot of injuries. He was beat up for a good bit of last year. His size has always been a bit of an issue for him. Like, that's maybe the one area where he kind of gets beat up a little bit, is he's not the biggest guy in the world. But for him specifically, it may actually just be the less you hear, the better. Because he's not going to be the guy that they're really going to be testing a lot, the whole thing. He's going to probably have some splash plays. We're only in day two, and pads are not on yet. But if we were hearing, yeah, Teron looks bad, like he's getting beaten regularly, that'd be something. You're probably not going to be hearing a ton of just like, yeah, a guy that he was covering didn't get open because the ball didn't go there.
Right.
You know, it's also probably the bonus of having a good quarterback that's playing for you, or even a great one, is that you're not going to have those moments either where he maybe tests the boundaries where he shouldn't.
But also you do have a quarterback that is willing to actually test those boundaries. Mm-hmm. So if you do hear something, then good. Let's see what we've got. Josh Allen, go ahead. Test Teron Johnson.
Have
fun.
Yeah, to be fair as well, and I shouldn't totally say like he won't test the boundaries. In training camp is kind of when you should.
Yes.
But I think the less you hear about Teron probably actually is the better. He is an established player. He's a second-team All-Pro in 23. Don't worry about him. You know, he dealt with a lot of injuries last year. Should be fine. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why we're talking a lot about the young guys, is there is a lot of unknowns in where they're going. I mean, like, Max Harrison's a first-round pick. But, you know, the last time they took a first-round corner, didn't go particularly well.
Correct.
Now, the time before that, did work out fairly well.
And that guy's back.
So there's a bit of a 50-50 there. I think that's why a lot of us are focusing so much on the young guys, is that's the unknown. Teron's not really unknown. You know, it's Rob Bernard. Probably is going to be just fine. And then, we did hear a lot about Christian Benford yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And just locking down guys, that whole thing.
you know, maybe that is also something of just like he's kind of taking that next step. And
yeah, it does look like the offense has had its groove today, though.
They've had a much better groove. Keon Coleman, especially, has been somebody that's getting a lot of his flowers. I did really want to bring that up at some point today. The Hard Knocks cover,
yes,
for the season came out.
You and I looked at it yesterday before I left the building, and you were very happy to see certain aspects of this.
I was, and part of it is as I've mentioned, I like that they're doing Hard Knocks because it puts the Bills brand out there. My biggest issue, I guess, with the run of the last few years of the Bills is that I think there have been some players that maybe don't deserve all pro votes, but I'd like to see them maybe get Pro Bowls, Pro Bowl votes, what have you. I think there's been enough players that warrant that. I still think they have somewhat of a talent difference to teams like Philadelphia and even at times Kansas City, but not by much. But I was really excited to see a guy like Christian Benford be front and center on the cover. And they didn't just show his face or just his number. The cover is, you know, his back, 47, Benford. And, you know,
it's the only name you see.
It's the only name you see. I do know, or at least I think Joe said it, but we kind of saw Hard Knocks was really following around doing a feature on Khalil Shakir. You know, Deion Dawkins and Josh Allen do their own marketing. You know, Deion, and I say this lovingly, the guy never shuts up. He's everywhere. And it's awesome because I think he's going to have a great media career when this is done. And then Allen, of course, is the MVP last year. He's on Bob Does Sports, so he's doing like the YouTube golf thing. Like, he's everywhere. He's at these celebrity golf tournaments.
He's an NFL MVP. People will know who you are. Like,
mm-hmm.
To his credit or maybe even his detriment, like, people remember, though. Like, Matt Ryan won that one MVP. Remember that?
You remember that.
But it might be because, like, he might just have been the random name of similar names constantly doing it. Or Allen wins one again.
Mm-hmm. And this is just part of a run of a Hall of Fame career.
And it's just a run of who he actually is.
Mm-hmm.
But the three people that don't have a helmet on are Allen, Dawkins, and Shakir. And the other players that are shown on there, Greg Rousseau and Terrell Bernard, which for your programs this year, just for your adjustment, remember, Terrell Bernard is wearing the number 8.
I am going to have to remember that.
That's going to take a moment.
That's
for me.
Another one, too, where I'm going to see number 8 on defense. Go, who is that? Oh, it's Terrell Bernard. Okay.
That's right. It's Terrell Bernard. It's going to take probably a couple weeks.
Yeah. But he is also somebody that I look at, too, and I'm like, okay, like, that's exciting, too. He is somebody I think absolutely deserves Pro Bowls, maybe even pushing all pros. And that's where I'm excited, maybe at the, you know, fully healthy linebacker room. We haven't actually gotten any update on Dorian Williams, at least that I've seen. But, you know, this is kind of what I hope that they do, or that they're able to do with Hard Knocks. Yeah, I want to see the feature on Trey White. And, of course, they're going to do probably some stuff on Joe Andreessen, or they'll pick one of these young undrafted guys out of a lineup and kind of run with their story. But also, I think there's some really good players on the Bills that haven't really gotten a lot of media attention that I kind of hope start to. Benford, especially for me, because when that ESPN top 10 lists were coming out, you know, we did a show on, like, who do you think will be on this list next year? And I pushed back a little bit on Christian Benford because I was like, I want to see when the cornerback list comes out. Well, it turns out he didn't even receive a vote.
He didn't even receive a vote. Taron Johnson did.
Mm-hmm. And so I wonder, though, with that list coming out, we do know the Bills have some editorial power here with Hard Knocks. I wonder if they pushed for some of their guys to specifically be on the cover, and maybe a guy like Benford, who they think is going to have another great year, to be somewhat front and center. I do wonder about that. Because I think that would be a really, really good decision to get his name out there. To, you know, people comfortably say it all the time about the Heisman, that it's a campaign. And they mean that both in terms of, like, the campaign on the field, but the campaign off the field. Travis Hunter did deserve the Heisman last year.
Mm-hmm.
But people were also talking about him at Big 12 Media Day. And yes, Before that, as potential Heisman candidate. Ashton Jeanty
did it on the field.
He comes up late. And, you know, there really wasn't a campaign for him. And because he wasn't a quarterback, the campaign wasn't natural. It, you know, but if he was more well-known before.
It was a reactive look at the numbers campaign.
It was a reactive look at the numbers campaign. And so maybe if there was something before, maybe he does end up getting the Heisman. Probably not. I think Hunter really did put up one of the best seasons in college football history. It's unreal that he was able to do what he was able to do at two different positions. Right. And he's going to continue that into the NFL. But this can kind of be the same thing for the Bills. It's not the Bills Embedded, which is, by the way, mostly watched by Bills fans.
Right.
This is now going to be a national
this
thing.
This is HBO Hard Knocks,
mm-hmm.
which it's HBO Max, HBO
Max.
Max,
yep.
Max HBO, back to HBO Max.
It's tough, man. It's tough. I just get me in the room.
Did they randomly have a time where they were like just called H Max or something? Like
I have questions. But I'm excited for a guy like Benford and also Deion Dawkins as well because of the offseason he had. We talked about this when it was a first announced. There's going to be a segment on him getting the NFL offensive lineman award.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Created in literally 4 months.
Right. He did heavy lifting on creating a Protector of the Year award.
Yep. I've mentioned as well with Greg Rousseau, because of the revamped defensive line, is he going to be somebody that puts up a bigger statistical year? Well, if people know who he is on a national scale before the season even begins, you know, week four when ESPN or NFL Network are doing a spot on like Greg Rousseau, 4 sacks in 4 games, the name already registers with you.
Because you watched it on HBO.
You already know who that is.
You watched it on Hard Knocks.
Quarterback is easy. That does it itself. When you have a left tackle with the personality of Deion Dawkins, that's easy. He does it himself.
But the rest of the team does not have that.
In part, their position doesn't really help them either. Like, pass rushers, you'll know when they get a ton of sacks or they're an early draft pick.
Yes.
That's kind of the two things. After that, it's a lot of unknown guys. Cornerback, especially, we've talked about it, is such a volatile position year after year. Because you'll go from 1 year, I got 6 picks. Great. Next year, guess who's not thrown to you?
Anybody.
Anybody. So you'll go down to 1 and it's like, oh, they're washed. No. No one targeting them.
Right.
You know, there's very few guys that year after year after year had zero issues being great corners. Darrell Revis is kind of the best of you know, the modern generation. We'll see what Sertan's able to do, you know, following being literally named the defensive player of the year, not even just an all-pro corner, but like in an award that is dominated by how many sacks did you get? A cornerback won that award.
Yeah, it has to be something where the Bills have an opportunity right now to gain a little bit more notoriety across the league with plenty of players on a great collective roster. Mm-hmm. There are good players. We've said it, the lack of star power about the Bills.
Yep.
The lack of them. And it is this interesting dynamic. Like, the Bills are perfectly fine being this great team that has a bunch of good players and not a lot of superstars to them. And yet, now you have a chance to actually give some shine to the players that are a little unheralded.
Mm-hmm.
The players that actually should get a little bit of the shine. Bernard, Benford. Those are players that deserve it. Because they have put up top-tier, high-end production and do not get the recognition for it. The recognition they got has been through contract extensions. Everyone on that list, by the way, do note that the 4 major extensions that had to get done during the offseason are on the Hard Knocks poster.
They're all there.
They're on the Hard Knocks poster.
Which also tells you, I mean, of course, like that's how the Bills feel about them. They gave them extensions early.
Well, they were all up for those extensions this offseason. They got all 4 of them done, and James Cook was the one that didn't get done. So they are the future. Mm-hmm. It's also, no, we can get loud about these guys now because we paid them, and most of them were below the market value, supposedly. So we got a bargain on a couple of these guys. Now we're really going to sing about them because we got them locked up. Now they're not going to cost us more because there's not as much of a microscope under them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is smart business. it's no longer keeping Christian Benford a secret so that he doesn't cost as much. This is, yo, we got Christian Benford, dude.
Yeah, he's locked down. Now
locked in.
Now let's do a little bit of a political campaign for him.
Let's let the people know. We got these guys locked up all under extensions this offseason.
Yeah.
Who's the first player they're featuring? The first extension they get done.
I will say, and you mentioned his name there, and he did not get an extension, but he is one of their more well-known players, and he's not on the cover. And then listening to Brandon Bean talk yesterday about how, yeah, it's kind, you know, they want to pay everybody, but, you know, oh, you look 2-3 years down the line, like, we don't want to pay somebody and then have to cut somebody later. Can you take anything from James Cook not being on this cover?
I can take it the same way that I've taken everything about the James Cook approach, which is, I hate to say it, but make sure you enjoy James Cook while he's still a Bill.
Yep. And that's kind of how I took it,
And James Cook is taking the same approach, which is, I'm going to do what I can. I will work hard, be a team-first guy, and show any team, be it the Bills or anyone else, that I'm here for you.
Yeah, he may have done himself more favors come free agency around the league of he did in an offseason that has been filled with noise for a lot of players. James Cook was sort of the afterthought because at every turn, we talked about it, at every turn, he picked the route that would help the team and maybe hurt his checkbook. Not his checkbook, hurt his bank account.
Right.
Because, well, he showed up to mandatory minicamp, didn't get fined. Nothing, he's fine. Training camp, is he going to be holding? Nope, he's practicing in full. And when he talked to the media, and even when he talked to podcasts, I don't want to be a problem. I want to reach the highest of highs. I don't want to be a problem.
The video of him tearing up pictures of the Dolphins and the Chiefs in there. Like, the guy has shown, no, I'm here for my team. I understand. It looks like he's saying, I understand the situation I'm in. I don't have the strongest bargaining chips. But I am going to do what is right for this team because, be it the Bills or somebody else, I will be rewarded for this in addition to a good season.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that James Cook has the best season that a running back can have in the NFL. Because the Bills fans, and James Cook will all benefit from it one way or another.
803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Do want to make one note here before we do hit our next timeout. Per Elena Getzenberg, defensive end A.J. Epinesa joins linebacker Dorian Williams as leaving Bills practice early today. Hope to get more word on them. But to a certain extent, the injuries are starting to pile up.
That one better not be a hand injury, I swear to goodness.
I was just about to say that. I'm like, we do know there
we
was
do
that,
know he bonked Jackson Hawes.
That little scuffle.
Yes.
So, could be something to monitor. Of course, Knox, Chenault, Brown, and Van Pran Granger also out for Bills. So the injuries are starting to pile up here.
Of course, talking about training camp, all throughout, coverage of Bills training camp from St. John Fisher University is brought to you by Fiegel Carr and Joyce, your border attorneys. Buy Outlet Liquor when you need to stock up. It's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, we wrap up the Extra Point Show coming up next here on WGR.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.